I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. The better you are at what you do, the easier it is for someone to tell when you are not giving your best possible effort.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. There's not a better place you could be at a better time because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work. The confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of this, I give you more. The personal initiative you get, the go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic, I'm going to tell you some things that I wish I knew when I was still an active athlete. Now, these are things that could apply to my high school playing, before high school, middle school, college, and professional basketball careers. Things that I wish that I had knew then that I do know now. Now, if you recall, if you've been listening to the show for long enough, you may recall episode number 482, where I talked about my biggest mistake as a basketball player. If you have not heard that episode, my biggest mistake as a basketball player, go to DreAllDay.com/482. Any past episode of the show that you want to listen to, just go to DreAllDay.com/ and then type in the number. Almost all of them are corresponding to the number. Anyone that's not, just go to DreAllDay/podcast and the entire archive will be right there. But today I want to tell you some things. These are different topics. Some things that I wish I knew when I was still an active athlete. And even if you don't play basketball, these will apply to you. And even if you don't play sports, these will apply to you. These things I'm going to tell you today, things that I wish I knew when I was still playing. Just getting right into it. Point number one, practicing hard every day. Practicing hard every day is something that I wish I knew when I was an athlete. Coaches who listen to this, have your players listen to this. Players who are listening to this, let me explain to you why I wish I knew this. Well, one thing is, it was always easy for me to practice hard when I was training by myself, when I was training alone and just working on my game by myself, because it seemed like, to me, I think in my mind, I was looking at it as I'm gaining something. I'm doing something for myself here. But when I was practicing with the team, those team practices kind of bored me. We were doing the same drills every day. We were working on the same plays over and over again. And my effort level would be up and down. It would vacillate, at least in the college years it did. Let me tell you why this matters. Why I should have practiced harder or had the ability to practice hard every single day as a basketball player. And again, this was more a bigger issue for me in my college years than it was in my professional years. This is why it matters. The games are easier. The harder that you practice, the easier the games are. I mean, the whole point of practice is to get your team ready for the game. Your team, if you're a coach, your team, if you're a player, and yourself, if you're a player. Get yourself ready for the game by practicing. You practice what the plays are. You practice how you're going to work up against a certain offense if the other team runs it, or how you're going to break a certain defense if the upcoming opponent plays that defense. And the harder that you practice, the easier the game will be, simply because your muscle memory and your unconscious mind will already know everything that's coming because you worked on it over and over again. And when you get in the game, you have that adrenaline of the game happening. You have the moment because No matter how hard you practice, you can't simulate a game, right? You can't simulate a game in an empty gym where it's just you and your teammates and the coaching staff. But the harder that you practice on a day-to-day basis, the more you condition your body and your mind to be ready for the strenuousness, for lack of a better term, of the live game situation. And you're ready for whatever is supposed to happen in that game. If you got a good coaching staff, they're going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to tell you, okay, this team's going to do this. This team does this. This is something that they did the last time they played us. This is something they do every year. This is what our last opponent did against us, and it worked. So the next opponent is going to do the same thing. So we need to get ready for this. So practicing hard every day, and the other benefit of practicing hard every day, besides the ethical and moral benefits that I just gave you, is that it'll earn you playing time. And I think that's the most important one for any of you athletes there who feel like, athletes listening who feel like you're not playing as much as you should be playing. You feel like you should be starting, but you're coming off the bench. You feel like you should be playing, period, but you're not getting into games. You need to practice harder. You need to perform better in practice. Now, you do need to work on your game so you actually have some skill. Maybe you're practicing hard every day, but you're just garbage, so you're not going to get in the game anyway. Maybe you're practicing hard all the time, but you just don't have much game, so you didn't even make the team. Now, you got to get some game. You got to work on your game and develop skill. That's separate episodes of this show, and they're all at, again, DreAllDay/podcast. But what you need to do is practice hard every single day so you can earn yourself some playing time. Now, this is a topic that I've mentioned many times on this show. I think the very first episode of this podcast was athletes, how to deal with playing time issues. If you're having issues with your coach and you're not playing as much as you want to play or getting the opportunities that you want to get, one thing you got to do is start working harder on a day-to-day basis so you can earn the opportunity to play. It's not getting the opportunity, it's earning the opportunity. That's something that one of my college coaches said to me. He said, you're coming to me talking about how do I get more playing time, Dre. What you need to ask is, how do I earn more playing time? Because playing time is not given, it's earned. Like LeBron James t-shirt, right? Earned, not given. You got to earn that opportunity by going hard every single day. It is a discipline to go hard every day. It is not something that you will want to do. You won't feel like it. You will not always feel physically energized to make that type of effort on a day-to-day basis. It is a choice. Discipline is a choice, people. The choice that you make to be disciplined and go hard every single day in your preparation will make the performances that much easier. So even you non-athletes, this is applying to you as well. Point number two, today's topic is what I wish I knew while I was still an active athlete. I wish I knew about taking care of my body better. Now, this is something for any active athlete out there. The sooner you understand and actually apply what you understand about taking care of your body, the longer you will last in the game. Now, personally, I stopped playing basketball because I wanted to. I did not have to. I wasn't forced out of the game. My body was still in great shape. I could have continued to train and work out. I never had a major injury as an athlete. My body was not breaking down at the time that I stopped playing. I was 33 when I stopped playing. So I could have continued playing. There was nothing wrong with my body. I just chose to go in a different direction as far as what I was doing professionally. But many athletes stop playing because their bodies break down. Their knees start bothering them. They lose their whatever their differentiating skill may be, whether that's athleticism or their quickness or their ability to separate from a defender or whatever sport you play, whatever it happens to be that made you a pro level performer, that pro level skill that you had, they start to lose it. It starts to slip a little bit and they're no longer that good anymore. And they eventually find themselves out of the game, whether they're forced out or they have to choose. They have to make the tough decision to walk away simply because they can't perform at the level that they used to perform at. A lot of this comes from us athletes just not taking care of our bodies. Now, when we're young, you can eat and drink anything and it doesn't even matter, right? When I was in college, listen, we would come to the gym, the pickup gym at Penn State Altoona, and play for 2-3 hours in the evening, get done playing. We no stretching, no foam rolling, no ice whatsoever. We go home, take a shower, order a pizza from Papa John's, drink some soda, mix it up with some Bankers Club vodka. And that's what we would do not every night. We would do the Bankers Club was on the weekend. We didn't drink during the week. But we would have a pizza, all kinds of random, no good meals, frozen foods, fish sticks, French fries, stuff like that. We didn't have any nutritionists. We didn't have any meal delivery services. There was no vegan or vegetarianism going on. It didn't matter because we were young. We had these young bodies, young systems, and it didn't matter at all. But by the time you get into your mid to late 20s, you start to feel the effects of those things if you're not taking care of your body. So I wish I had known how to take care of my body, known about it, and then known what exactly to do to take care of my body sooner. Maybe my body would have felt even better by the time I got to age 33. And maybe I would have said, you know what? I feel so great. Maybe I'll put off doing all these other things like speaking and writing and podcasting and consulting. Maybe I put all these off for maybe 2-3 more years and just, you know, get as much as I can out of this basketball thing, because my body would have felt better. Again, what did we talk about a few days ago on the show? The choices that we make now, the results are only occurring later. We may be associating it with what's happening right now, but it might have been something we did many years ago. See, it could be all those nights playing ball, not stretching, not foam rolling, not icing, drinking soda and drinking cheap vodka and eating pizza after I play ball for 3 hours. I might not have started to feel the effects of that until 10 years later. It might not have been until 7-8 years later that I had some kind of tweak or aching pain in my body that was only showing itself after I had did those things 7 years earlier. So I may have chosen to associate it, since I didn't know any better, associate it with what I did that day, or somebody bumping into me, or something that happened 2 days ago. I slipped on some ice in, you know, Altoona, PA. It gets snowy out there. I may have associated it with something that had happened recently, when it was really just the kind of chickens coming home to roost, as they say, from something I had did many years earlier. So taking care of my body better may have extended my career longer, even from something that I did very early. You know what I'm saying? I would have lasted longer in the game had I started taking care of my body earlier. Things such as, let me just be clear on what those things are. The proper nutrition. What am I putting in my body on a consistent daily basis? I still would have had my cheap vodka every now and then. I still would have ate pizza, but I would have put some ice on my body. I would have stretched more. I would have been foam rolling. I would have been doing all those things on a daily basis that we just didn't know about back then. We were not cognizant of. Our coaches weren't really stressing it. Nobody was talking about it at all back then. If we had known about it, if I had known about it at least, I probably would have been doing it, knowing the type of effects that would have had on my body in the long run. Again, not just in the short term, but in the long run. What else? I would have been drinking more water. I didn't drink a lot of water when I was in college. I would drink some. I would drink sometimes Gatorade, and we drank soda, juice, whatever kind of cheap alcohol we could find. We drank that kind of stuff. But now I drink water all the time. I drink a whole lot of water, a ridiculous amount of water every day. I don't drink any type of alcohol. I don't drink any juices. I don't drink sodas at all. Had I known these things, again, and I'm telling you so that you don't make this mistake that I made, had I known these things when I was a college athlete, again, it could have extended my career another 2-3 years. And who knows what would have been different had that been the case. Maybe I would have been even better player back then had I been doing these things to take care of my body on a daily basis. I would have made sure I was getting proper rest. These are the triangle that I would have said of taking care of my body: the right foods, the right drinks, and proper rest. Proper rest meaning, well, we know what proper rest is. Trying to get 8 hours of sleep every single night, hopefully more than that. I don't think I slept 8 hours in a night hardly at all in college. Most of the time, I wasn't sleeping 8 hours. And if I was sleeping 8 hours, I was sleeping through a class, waking up late, and it was only because we had been out partying the night before. So, again, taking care of my body with the proper rest. Actually, let me add one more thing, and that would have been the recovery. So that would have been the stretching, the foam rolling, the icing. So taking care of my body would have made me last longer. Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want. I know it is. You need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality, if you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 Days to Discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Number 3. Today's topic is what I wish I knew while I was still an active athlete, is leading a team, being a leader on a team. What does that mean? Being a leader on a team. Does it mean standing up and giving speeches? Does it mean, you know, showing everybody a weekly motivation video that Dre Baldwin did on YouTube? Does it mean making everybody listen to a Work on Your Game podcast episode? No, no, and no. Being a leader would have started with me showing up to practice every day and kicking ass on that court every single day in practice, because then everybody would have been looking at me like, damn, this is the guy who shows up every day and brings it. And if I don't bring it, I'm going to get my butt kicked. So I better bring it. And that would have brought up the whole level of the entire team just by doing that. I wouldn't have had to say a word. No speeches required. No fiery oratory. No quotes need to be posted on the bulletin board. No getting into altercations with teammates, none of that. Have I just shown up every single day, ready to kick ass every day in practice? That would have made me a leader on the team by example. Number one way that you lead is by example, by what you do on a day-to-day basis that everybody sees. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to announce it. You don't have to write a story about it. You don't have to post on social media about it. You are doing it every day. And the people in that room, the people who matter, they see it. And you become a leader by default just by doing that. And it's not just sometimes that you're doing it. You're doing it all the time. Another thing I could have did in being a leader is just being more proactive and communicating with teammates and coaches. I didn't always talk that much with teammates. There are some teammates that I barely talked to at all. Sometimes I didn't really talk to the coaches that much if there was whatever was going on. If I wasn't feeling a coach, or maybe I was feeling a coach, I just didn't feel like talking to the coach. These open lines of communication, when you're in an organization and you're around the same people on a day-to-day basis, those lines of communication got to be open. People have to know that they can come to you. They have to know they can talk to you. And even if nothing's wrong, if you're not communicating with people, they may assume that something's wrong. They may assume that something's up. They may assume that you have a problem with them, or that you don't like them, or they may assume anything. You never know what another person's assuming if you're not communicating. When you're a leader, it is your job to communicate, even when you don't feel like it, even when you're tired, even when you've had a long day, even when the team's been losing, even when the player you're communicating with is not even that good, he don't even get in the game, you don't feel like talking to this scrub from the end of the bench, you talk to him anyway, because that's what a leader does. A leader doesn't even look at players in that way. They look at them as people. But again, as a leader, you won't even have to be told that. I wish I had known more about being a leader, leading by example with my actions every day in practice, again, and communicating with the people involved in the organization on a more active and consistent basis. Let me recap today's topic, which are the things I wish I knew while I was still an active athlete. So you athletes out there, take this and apply this. You non-athletes, apply this to what you're doing every single day. These apply to you across the board as well. Number one, practicing hard every day. That means preparing, being ready for the performance before the performance. The harder you prepare for the performance, the easier the actual performance is. Number two, taking care of my body and preparing my body better. That means, what are the things that I need to do to be best ready to do my job? Whatever my job is, whatever your job is, what do you need to do to best prepare yourself for doing that job? You know what that is. You know what the job is. You know how to prepare for the job. What are some things that you could do to prepare that you have not been doing? Why are you not doing them? And when are you going to start doing them? Anybody can take that and use it. And number three, leading an organization. That starts with showing up every single day and doing your job as best you can. And let me give you a hint. Everybody knows when you're giving your best and when you are half-assing it. No matter how good you are, actually, the better you are, the easier it is to tell when you're half-assing. That's a good one right there. The better you are at what you do, the easier it is for someone to tell when you are not giving your best possible effort. The easier it is, the more obvious it is that you're kind of dogging it, as they say, or half-assing it when you are really, really good. When you're not that good, then it's kind of hard to tell if somebody's playing hard or not. Actually, it's pretty obvious with them too, because when you're not that good, you ain't got no choice but to play hard, because that's the only way you can keep up. Showing up every single day and kicking ass at work, even when you don't feel like it, that is part of leadership, and keeping those open lines of communication, communicating with everybody up and down the line, no matter where you are on the totem pole, that's also part of leadership. Those are the things that I wish I had known as an athlete, would have made me a better athlete, maybe would have made my career even better than it was. Now, those of you out there who are in the midst of any career, it could be a business career, sports career, academic career, whatever, use these and make sure you don't make any of these mistakes. You apply these right now to make sure you get the most you can out of your abilities. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. people like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.